Blog Talk Radio.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effected, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. So a thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generation. Amen. And that is what a thankful prayer is all about. So let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise be to God. In Psalms 24 and 8, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Jehovah. Jibor. Michael, Chasmaya, which means the Lord mighty in battle. Today, I join with Moses, who prays and adored you as the Lord mighty in battle. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy, and in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. Amen, amen, and amen. Exodus 15, 2 through 7. Praise be to God. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, I am healer, mender. just let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. But rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says, let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm going to get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
Praise be to God. Lord, mighty in battle, forgive me for taking my battles into my own hands and my own intellect, trying to scheme my way into victory rather than trusting in you, the great, powerful, and mighty warrior. Forgive my attempts at righting wrongs of oftentimes only contributing to more wrongs as I seek to overcome in my own strength. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Lord, you're holy. Lord,
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled, I Am Able, praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, and it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. My second scripture reading is coming from Romans 8 and 6. And it says, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Amen. My third scripture reading is coming from Isaiah 40, 30 through 31 in the New King James Version. And it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. All the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise be to God. And my fourth scripture reading is coming from Revelation chapter 5, verse 13. And it says, then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title of this message, I am able to do far beyond all that you ask or imagine. Come to me with positive expectations, knowing that there is no limit to what I can accomplish. Ask my spirit to control your mind so that you can think great thoughts of me. Do not be discouraged by the fact that many of your prayers are yet unanswered. Time is a trainer, teaching you to wait upon me, to trust me in the dark. The more extreme your circumstances, the more likely you are to see my power and glory at work in the situation. Instead of letting difficulties draw you into worrying, try to view them as setting the scene for my glorious intervention. Keep your eyes and your mind wide open to all that I am doing in your life. Amen. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. At this time, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, the word says, anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you.
Lord, mighty in battle, thank you for being mighty in battle and for being faithful to send forth your burning angels, your burning anger against unrighteousness. When your people rise up and call on your name in humility, I need not fear anyone or anything when the greatest of warriors guides me. And I give you thanks for revealing this truth to me today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Lord, mighty in battle, be my strength and my song, so that I might offer you praise each day. Visit me in my distress and overcome those who oppose me. When people spread untruths about me, close their lips, just as you closed the jaws of the lion when Daniel was tossed into the den. Let me walk through each day in peace, knowing that if I will be still before you, you will fight on my behalf. Help me to live in purity and trust so that I dare not stay your hand with my own unrighteousness. In quietness and trust will I find my escape from all that troubles me. Grant me the grace of both virtues this day and every day. Then I will lift up your name in my heart in total praise and awestruck wonder. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Hold me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Learn all your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me. yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. Lord, our defense. My shield belongs to you because you are my defense. You are all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever ready to stand in defense of those who fear you and put their trust in you. At the blast of your breath, you are able to separate waters, as you did for the Israelites when they crossed the Red Sea. With your powerful voice, you are able to steal the storm, as you did on the Sea of Galilee. All matter succumbs to your command, and nothing that pursues me, whether it has to do with my finances, health, work, or relationships, can overtake me when I trust in you as my defense. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, I will play two selections. And after the selections, I will come back with a word. Amen. Praise be to God.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able, you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is
able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God,
God
is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
He always gives me rest.
Oh,
I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Amen. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. And it says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devils, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. Amen. So here, Paul is saying, immediately after his prayer, Paul reminds the Ephesians of the reality of personal sin. Like them, we must never forget our past, the condition from which Jesus saved us. Those memories are the best fuel for our gratitude to Christ for all he has done in our behalf. And Paul describes Satan, the devil, as the commander of the powers in the unseen world. So Paul's readers believe that Satan and the evil spiritual forces inhabited the region between earth and sky. Satan is thus pictured as ruling an evil spiritual kingdom. The demons and those who are against Christ. In the resurrection, Christ was victorious over the devil and his power. So therefore, Jesus Christ is the permanent ruler of the whole world. The devil is only the temporary ruler of the part of the world that chooses to follow him. So the fact that all people, without exception, commit sin proves that without Christ, we have a sinful nature. We are lost in sin and cannot save ourselves. Does this mean only Christians do good? Of course not. Many people do good to others. On a relative scale, many are moral, kind, and law-abiding, comparing these people to criminals. We would say that they are very good indeed. But on God's absolute scale, no one is good enough to earn salvation. Dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, only through being united with Christ's perfect life can we become good in God's sight. Subject to God's anger refers to those who are to receive God's wrath because of their rejection of Christ. So may the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night, for bringing us to a brand new day and a brand new year. We bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. And may you mend every broken heart. Touch all who need healing. Comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, move Hilda out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Sometimes we read in the newspaper or see on television that a mine has caved and the people are trapped in the tunnel. We feel something of the despair of their families as they grimly mutter, they are lost, lost. But someone might say, they are not lost. We know exactly where they are in the tunnel. Yet, the reply comes back. They are as lost as if they were 100 miles underground. We cannot reach them. We know where they are, but they are lost. This expresses the condition of those who are spiritually lost, without Christ and without salvation. We know where they are, all right, but they are still lost without Christ. For an answer to the query, what does it mean to be lost? There is no better place to turn than Ephesians 2. Amen? Which we just finished reading. And afterwards, if you wish, you can read the whole chapter of Ephesians chapter 2. My text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 2, 1 and 2 in the NIV. And it says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you use to live when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. And again, my title for this message is, What it means to be lost. To be lost is to be spiritually dead. The lost person is cut off from the spiritual life and power that we find in Christ. Thus, the condition of the lost person is death. Spiritual death is brought about by sin. Specific acts of sin are the results of the general habit of sin in one's life. Now, these habitual sins kill all spiritual sensitivity. In his famous sermon, Payday, Someday, R.G. Lee tells of a man who calls him one day, identifying himself as the chief of the kangaroo court. At that time, Lee was pastor of the First Baptist Church in New Orleans, Louisiana. The chief of the kangaroo court told Dr. Lee that all of that stuff he was preaching was nonsense, that God did not exist, and that what he described as sin was just good living. From time to time, Lee received more telephone calls, some in the morning, some in the afternoon, some later at night, late at night, some at his church office, and some at home. But each of the calls from the chief of the kangaroo court taunted him and ridiculed him and his ideas of sin and just and sin and judgment and God's accounting in life. Then one day, Lee received a call from the New Orleans Charity Hospital. The hospital official said a man at the hospital was about to die. He was out of his mind and raving, but he had asked for Dr. Lee. He had said something about being the chief of the kangaroo court. Immediately, Dr. Lee rushed over. He was led to the man with whom he had talked on several occasions. He was the very picture of one in whom sin had evidently taken its toll. After he was introduced to Dr. Lee, he said, "The devil pays off all right, but he pays in counterfeit money. He pays in counterfeit money." And with these words, he was gone to meet the God whom he had scoffed. He had lived long enough to give credit to what Scripture plainly teaches us in Romans 6 and 23 in the NIV, says, "The wages of sin is death." Amen. To be lost is to be helplessly enslaved. Enslaved by the spirit of the age. Ephesians 2, 1 through 2 in the NIV says, "You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world." Think of things that characterize the spirit of our age, or the ways of this world: greed, lust, pride, selfishness, unrestrained and undisciplined action. Praise God. Enslaved by the power of Satan. You followed the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Ephesians 2 and 2 in the NIV. The people of Paul's day believed that the air was filled with evil spirits. These spirits were ruled by the prince of the power of the air, the devil himself. In our day, we have regulated, excuse me, in our day, we have regulated the devil to cartoons and caricatures. But if we look closely at the world, we can see that the power of evil is still loose. Satan is directing the spirit of the age. The German preacher Helmut Thicklickel, in How the World Began, related an interesting experiment. Some of his students at the University of Hamburg volunteered at a camp for refugees from East Germany. Each afternoon, they put on a puppet show. Dr. Thicke played the part of the devil. He wore a horrible, fiery red puppet in one hand and mustered up a menacing voice to represent all the terrible decors of hell. Then in tones brimming with sulfur, he advised the children to indulge in every conceivable naughtiness. Never wash your feet at night. Stick out your tongue at anybody you want to. Drop banana skins on the street so people will slip on them. This sounds like a terrible message for children. But the results were enormous and generally recognized in the camp. The children suddenly began washing their feet at night and stopped sticking out their tongues. They actually shouted, "The devil puppet down," with ear-splitting protests when he made his wicked suggestions. They would have absolutely no part with the devil. Thicke's puppet temptation is different from our daily temptation at one significant point. Right from the start, Thicke let it be known by the puppet's appearance and voice that the puppet represents the devil. Because of this, his suggestions could never succeed. In our experience, however, Satan works slyly. Enslaved by a spirit of rebellion by those who are disobedient, Ephesians 2 and 2 in the NIV, Paul is referring to those whose lives are characterized by disobedience. The very essence of sin, from the time Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden until now, disobedience had been the heart of sin. Enslaved by our own desires, the desires of the flesh and of the mind control the life. Flesh in the Bible and fleshly sins do not refer only to sexual sins. In Paul's list of sins of the flesh in Galatians 5:19-21, he includes with adultery and fornication other sins of adultery, what witchcraft, hatred, wrath, strife, envy, and so on. The flesh is the lower part of our nature. The flesh is that part of our nature that gives sin a point of attack. Amen? To be lost is to be an object of wrath. Ephesians 2 and 3 and the NIV says, we were by nature deserving of wrath. how vividly this expresses the fact that those who are lost and without Christ await the wrath of God and are objects of his wrath. God's wrath is not a whimsical thing. In the New Testament, the wrath of God refers to his settled opposition to sin. Part of God's wrath is revealed in the life of the lost person. Look to those whose lives have been lived in sin. They have become callous, hardened, and insensitive. God's wrath as a natural result of their sin has caused them to lose much of that which is finest and best in life. But God's wrath also has a future aspect. The apostle Paul warned of our stubbornness and unrepentant hearts causing us to store up wrath against ourselves for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed, Romans 2:5 in the NIV Bible. The Bible confirms the judgment of God on our sin. Amen. Praise be to God. Ephesians 2:1-10 tells us, sin is the death of the soul. A man dead in trespasses and sins has no desire for spiritual pleasure. When we look upon a corpse, it gives an awful feeling. A never-dying spirit has now fled and has left nothing but the ruins of a man. But if we view things all right, we should be far more affected by the thought of a dead soul, a lost, fallen spirit. A state of sin is a state of conformity to this world. Wicked men are slaves to Satan. Satan is the author of that proud, carnal disposition which there is in ungodly men. He rules in the hearts of men. From Scripture, it is clear that whether men have been most prone to sensual or to spiritual wickedness, all men, being naturally children of disobedience, are also by nature children of wrath. What reason have sinners then to seek earnestly for that grace which will make them of children of wrath, children of God and heirs of glory? God's eternal love or good will toward his creatures is the fountain whence all his mercy flow to us, and that love of God is great love, and that mercy is rich mercy. And every converted sinner is a saved sinner, delivered from sin and wrath. The grace that saves is the free, undeserved goodness and favor of God. And he saves not by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Grace in the soul is a new life in the soul. A regenerated sinner becomes a living soul. He lives a life of holiness, being born of God. He lives being delivered from the guilt of sin by pardon and justifying grace. Sinners roll themselves in the dust, sanctified souls sit in heavenly places, arrayed above this world. By Christ's grace, the goodness of God in converting and saving sinners therefore encourage others in after time to hope in his grace and mercy. Our faith, our conversion, and our eternal salvation are not of works, lest any man should boast. These things are not brought to pass by anything done by us. Therefore, all boasting is shut out. All is free gift of God. And the effect of being quickened by his power. It was his purpose to which he prepared us by blessing us with knowledge of his will and his Holy Spirit producing such a change in us that we should glorify God by our good conversation and perseverance in holiness. None can from Scripture abuse this doctrine or accuse it of any tendency to evil. All who do so are without excuse. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, we have seen what it means to be lost. And thank God, no one has to remain lost. Everyone can be saved. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 describes the condition of the lost. Verses 4 through 5, however, say, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. Charles H. Spurgeon never tired of telling the story of how he was saved. He has been trying to save himself by his own works. Then one rainy Sunday morning, he wandered into a little chapel and sat down with the few worshipers who were there. That morning, the minister preached on the text, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Isaiah 45:22. At the close of his sermon, he pointed his long, bony finger at Spurgeon and said, look, look unto him, young man. Look unto Jesus, and you will be saved. That morning, Spurgeon looked into Jesus and was saved. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. To God be the glory. So at this time, I will play. Oh, I would give the call to salvation. Amen. So if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead is alive and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24:25, and it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again. Excuse me. Until we meet again next week, Tuesday, at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. We are no longer airing on Saturday mornings. Amen. So to God be the glory. I want to thank all of my listeners on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. So God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Bye.
The master say, well.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for
down on my knees, right where you